Terry, what is it about these miracles? Do you think people generate the miracle or their belief systems, or do you think there's this whatever it is out there that simply picks up on our sadness and our need, and it just sends these angels or whomever to come and bail us out?
Well, I think it's all the above and other things, too. I do, of course, believe in angels. We've written several books, and we'll be doing a few more on angels. That we do, each of us, have guardian angels that protect us and guide us. But why, you know, why are some things, tragedies, allowed to happen? May I do a quick story from our Christmas miracles?
Yeah, please. Go ahead. Sure thing.
Some wonderful people, Dave and Cindy Bennett, told a story where this is true. In 1999, or right around the point 2000, Dave was diagnosed with fourth stage cancer, and it had gone so far that it entered his spine. And we all know what happens when it gets into your central nervous system. You really, your days are very numbered. And he had all kinds of meaningful experiences that people were telling him how he could be healed. Anything as extreme as jumping on a trampoline to get his energy system and lymph nodes going, to, you know, take certain teas. And a lot of people were giving him instructions, and he wasn't interested. He felt, you know, that for whatever reason, it must be his time, and he wasn't afraid to die. He'd actually had a death experience in the war where he drowned and went through the whole near-death experience and went through the tunnel of light and all of that, but managed to live. So he was not afraid of death. But on Christmas Eve, just interception happened with what Cindy and Dave call their angel. There was a local broadcaster who was researching some healing stories and for some reason was in direct contact with the glove from Padre Pio. And to fill in listeners on who Father Pio was, he was beatified as a saint, and he was born, I think, in like 1918 and passed away in 1969. And he was a Catholic priest who spent his time in deep prayer and meditation, and he experienced the stigmata on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And just his life is very intriguing and interesting about what he underwent. And there are so many miracle stories attributed to him, and he was said to bilocate many different times and heal people that way too, before his death and after. Well, this broadcaster who came across the glove of Padre Pio, of course, this Padre Pio was in Italy, and when his gloves, because of the stigmata, were said to have healing ability when he died. The gloves were given to his sister, I believe, if I remember the details of the story, and the sister thought that the best use of the gloves would be to give them to a parking lot attendant. No, they traveled from Italy and fell into the hands of the sister who was now in America. She decided that through her church, the Catholic Church, that rather than give them to the priest, that she thought that the people who would be, or the person who would have the most contact with the common people, would be the parking lot attendant. So she put the glove in his mm-hmm. hands to do with what he thought when he sure. saw people in need. So somehow this reporter, broadcaster, found this out and calls up Dave and Cindy and says, "Now I know it's Christmas Eve. There was a blizzard. I have this glove, and I feel that it's my mission. I have it for 2 days. I was given it to share with people who I think need healing." And Cindy and Dave were snowed in. They live in a very remote place in upper New York State, and a very difficult place to get to. Cindy had for 39 years gone to be with her family for Christmas, and she decided, well, this might be Dave's last Christmas. I think I'd better stay with him. So
right.
she was feeling the guilt, oh, I should be with my parents, when she got this phone call. So she said, "Oh, it's just impossible for you to try to make it to our house. You know, I really appreciate your thoughts and, you know, that's great, but, and the lady insisted, the newscaster said, no, I really know he's in need, you know, I know his story, let me come, I'll find you. So she managed about an hour and a half to get to their home on Christmas Eve in the blizzard. And Cindy and Dave call her their guardian angel because of all she went through to get to them. So Dave, again, wasn't expecting anything. He was content that his time had come. But he decided, well, what can it hurt? So the woman, was who prefers to be anonymous, was sharing the story of how she obtained the glove and the little history about it, and Cindy and Dave were listening to her. And she opened this little box where the glove was, and Cindy and Dave both noted that it was just a shaggy old glove. It was not ornate, and it was just almost no fingers or something that you'd expect a homeless person to have. And they took out the glove, and as soon as the woman took it out of the box, they both noticed a strong scent of roses. The woman handed the glove to Dave, and he sat there, and he said suddenly he was just thinking and listening to all the continuing saga of the glove and the background of Padre Pio, and suddenly he felt this incredible energy just move over him, and he said it reminded him almost identically with the sense of peace and love and joy that he experienced in his out-of-body experience when he had literally died, when he drowned. And he was just filled with that, and he felt that that actually gave him more strength to die, that everything was fine, and there was proof of survival, and that everything was okay, and his soul was at peace. And then suddenly the strong scent of roses just was overwhelming, that filled the entire room. And he again, didn't expect any healing, and that he was thank the woman, and when she left, and she decided, actually before she left, she called someone else and said, you know, I'm on my way there. So she fit as many people into the possibility of miracles through this glove as she could. So she departed, and Dave said, you know, this is just amazing. I feel so at peace, and I feel the love connection that I've lost because his disease and the drugs, he has actually no ability to meditate or focus, and he was just really disoriented. So in bed, he was in prayer and surrounded by this sense of peace, and again, the room was just full of the smell of roses, and he mentioned it to Cindy, and Cindy said, I don't smell anything, you know, I only smell this when the glove is present. And she touched Dave, and as soon as she touched him, she also smelled the roses. And she said, oh my gosh, she said, you know, I just touched you and I smell the roses. They both drifted off, fell asleep. Dave woke up the next morning, and he felt like a new person. He was literally able to feel. His hand, one was crippled, and he had actually no sense or feeling of touch in the one hand. And he said, Cindy, I can feel my hand. I've got actually a sense of feeling in it. He went to the doctors over a couple of weeks, and they said, we just can't believe it. Your stage 4 cancer has regressed.
Gosh,
this has never happened. What in the world? So I just heard from him a couple of weeks ago, and he wrote, and he's got a fabulous website. I should have posted it with you and direct people to him. He felt that it is his mission. He was healed in order to help others who are going through a similar thing, whether or not they are totally physically healed, but to help them heal of the spirit. So he's still, 6 years later, almost 7 years later, he's totally free of cancer.